لبيك اللهم لبيك، لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك، إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك. لبيك اللهم لبيك، لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك، إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك. لبيك اللهم لبيك، لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك، إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك. لبيك اللهم لبيك، لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك، إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك. لبيك اللهم لبيك، لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك، إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك.
اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد، كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم، وأبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد، كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم. ثم ما بعد، السلام عليكم يا أيها الإخوة والأخوات. I am coming to you this beautiful morning from the holiest city of Mecca. We have concluded our Hajj and Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. We have glorious time to be spent here in the best city in the world. We are about one day from our departure from Mecca al-Mukarramah. These moments at the end of someone's journey are very crucial and very important. In anything you do in life, the finish, the way you finish is very important. In fact, in Islam, the way you finish is very important. Someone can do bad things, they get closer to Allah, they repent, do tawbah, they finish strong, they finish with Allah, they say La ilaha illallah, inshaAllah, the reward is paradise. The reason I'm coming to you today and talking to you today is to discuss with you my journey of Hajj this year. This is my third journey of Hajj in my lifetime. This journey was very different than the previous two, in that I believe this journey I came with a different and more sincere intention to Hajj. Now Hajj is a very interesting journey. It really tests a person's patience and his will and his love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In that you leave your homes, you leave your families, you leave your jobs, you leave your attachments, you leave all the things that you feel are important. The morning paper, the morning coffee, the wake up to the good mornings, you know, the usual routine is broken. Which for some people is very difficult, but which with others, they go with the flow. Now it depends what type of person you are. As far as I am concerned, alhamdulillah, my previous experiences in Hajj have helped me to deal with the basic changes in routine through this journey. This journey of Hajj is so beautiful, but a person must understand it. To fully understand something, and then to do the action that is being required of a person is very important in my opinion. Any puppet could do as you instruct it to do. But for a person to understand what they're doing and believe in what they're doing and know who did it before them and to imitate prophets, may peace be upon them, these things, to me, make a Hajj a very different journey. To know that Prophet Ibrahim a.s. built the Kaaba with his son Ismail a.s. To know that Hajar a.s. was running from Safa to Marwa looking for water for her son Ismail, stuck in the desert by themselves. You know, all these things, to know the meaning and the history of the places we're visiting in Hajj, make the journey much more special and give it much more meaning in a person's heart. my first Hajj, the group said, let's do this, we do this. Why? Let's do this, it's time to go here, it's time to go there, it's not, we go. It's time to eat, it's time to sleep, we go. Another reason Hajj is so interesting is because, you know, you're put into groups. And groups from people all around America. Now, it's human nature to meet people, befriend people. Where are you from? Where am I from? What do you do? What age are your kids are? You know, all the basic social discussions that you would meet if you met somebody, you know, on a bus or on a train or anywhere in your routinely day. Now in Hajj, it's very different because it's very easy to get caught up in the everyday discussions of society. Hey, where are you from? What college did your son go to? What business do you have? Hajj is really not a place for that. Hajj is a journey for Allah's sake and Allah's sake only. When one makes intention to go to Hajj, his intention should be purely to seek the pleasure of Allah. Now if that is my intention, and I say, I do want to go to Hajj sincerely from my heart to seek the pleasure of Allah, does that mean the first moment I meet people that are in my group, I continuously discuss hour after hour, day after day, things of this life, meaning jobs, meaning children, meaning wealth, meaning daily routines? No. Because if you're here to seek Allah's pleasure, part of seeking Allah's pleasure is the remembrance of Allah. As you all aware, that the very common hadith that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, your hearts will be calm at ease with the remembrance of Allah. And this is very important in the journey of Hajj because distractions are unbelievable. Every time you turn your head right or left, around every corner is a distraction, believe it or not. What time we go in here? What time we come in? What time they picking us up? What time is the food? Where's the nearest bathroom? Is this guy in my group? Where, it's human nature to know where are we going next? What are we doing after that? What time are we? And you know, one thing we forget here is if we keep asking about later or tomorrow or after or next week, how are we going to ever live the moment? How are we going to ever feel the moment of Hajj? Because Hajj could be one moment. You could be away from your house for 2 weeks. You could get one moment between you and your Lord, and that could be the moment. That could be the moment that just moves your heart. That could be your life-changing experience. That could be your accepted Hajj. Wa Allahu A'lam. So for us that come here on a journey with the right intention, that intention is tested immediately. On the plane right here, in the airport, as soon as you get to the hotel, the room's not ready, the bed's not made, the elevator is taking too long, the food wasn't hot. I mean, it's, you know, your intention is tested. Now, as a human being, I feel, how much will do you have? How sincere is your faith? How pure is your intention? These things weigh heavily, in my opinion, on your journey. The second thing, which is very important in Hajj, after your intention to seek Allah's pleasure only, the second thing is, in my opinion, is your companionship. My previous two Hajj, I went with friends, I went with people I knew, you know. In companionship in Islam, you have to be around people that bring the best Islam out of you. You want to be around a brother who says, brother, prayer is right around the corner, let's get up and make ablution. Brother, let's get ready, get rest so we can wake up early for Fajr. These are the companions you want to keep around you to better you as a Muslim. Now, when you have companionship to say, let's see, here's the list of people I have to buy presents for, so let's start now, you know, before Hajj, or let's, you know, sleep through Fajr. It's not really the companionship. By Allah's grace, alhamdulillah, I was blessed and honored to be in the companionship of a brother that I respect and a brother that I dear very close to my heart, and that I'm sure is Brother Sheikh Ahmad. Now, being on a journey with Brother Ahmad Mu'id is different than being on a journey than any other person in this world that I've ever met. Why? It's a 24-hour alarm clock for Allah. And if you think I might be exaggerating 1%, let me give you a couple of little sprinkles of our journey so far. We wake up an hour to an hour and a half before Fajr. Get up, bathroom, get ready, Salli Qiyam, Salli the Sunnah. You know, everything is before. Remember Allah, remember Allah. Every moment we have on a bus, a ride is 15 minutes, it's taking 4 hours. Every moment, don't ask why. Remember Allah, do dhikr. Where's the tasbih? Where you're here for your journey. Remembrance. It's very important to have somebody to keep you focused on your journey. Because you know something? Like I said before, distractions are a lot. So for someone to keep you focused and someone to keep you on the straight path, it's very important. So companionship on this journey is really essential to a good Hajj. Now, I can go on and on about our journey. I'm going to stop here and see if Sheikh Ahmed has any questions for me at this period of time.
At this time now, you have a few minutes, you have a few hours left. What do you want? How you plan to use them for Sabilillah? What is your goal in life?
Or that's like a three-part question, so let's take it one at a time. The first part is we have a couple hours left. You know, what do you plan on doing? Well, in the hours left in this holy city, I would hope to achieve a moment which I previously discussed, a moment between me and Allah. To beg Allah to accept my Hajj, to beg Allah to have mercy on us, and to have a moment between me and Allah where, you know, you make sincere and pure dua and visit the Kaaba and tell Allah, I am weak, you are strong, you are the owner of everything, we are your servants, bless us, have mercy on us, open good deeds for us, make us live for you, Ya Allah. I would beg Allah to make us live for Him, not to make us live for any other reason but Allah.
What about the travel agent, this and that, the timing, the plane?
As far as those areas are concerned, one thing we learn in our experiences are things that are not in your hands, leave to Allah. Everything you should leave to Allah, especially these things. Because traveling in this time of the world, in these couple of days in the year, is really in Allah's hands. If you believe in Allah 1%, you know it's in Allah's hands. Not any plane or any airline or another travel agent could help. Nothing's in their power. Everything's in Allah's power. So to sit and lose my trip about discussing and arguing about times and airports and reservations would be really a disservice to my trip. And I would advise any brothers and sisters not to give that much thought and to try and gain. Because like I said, one moment, one salah, one sujood, one dua, you never know. One could be accepted. One could be the cleansing of the heart. One could be the dua that changes you forever.
What you plan for the last Ahd of Mecca? The last promise, the last chance before you leave, the final chapter in your own book before you leave.
The final chapter in my book. One thing I would like to do in my final chapter would be basically to renew my wishes to Allah, my dua, because I came here a very, very needy person. I needed Allah's forgiveness. A Hajj accepted. They say you come back like a newborn baby, empty of sins. So after you're empty of sins and you make dua, more than likely your dua could be accepted. So on that basis, I'm gonna cry to Allah, for Allah loves a persistent servant. Cry to Allah and renew the sincerity of the things I really want and the sincerity of my heart, of my dua, of what I'm asking for, and to cry to Allah to make me live as a Muslim, not by name, but as a genuine Muslim, to be an example to others, and to be a leader, and to be someone. Because, you know, you pass millions of people in the street, in Mecca, on Fifth Avenue, anywhere you go. But someone stands out, someone has light, to be that someone. I would like that to be my final chapter.
May Allah accept you, put barakah in you, guard you from yourself, guard you from your temptation.
Ameen.
And guard you from the torture of Allah.
Ameen.
Because the final chapter in Mecca is very important, extremely important. May Allah give you the blessing of the final chapter.
Ameen.
And all of us, inshallah.
Ameen.
And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us go back better than what we came with. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower us with His quality and give us the accepting Hajj and the quality to elevate the name of Allah in the whole earth.
Ameen.
And may Allah give us a good ending, inshallah.
Ameen.
Ameen, Ameen, Ya Rabbil Alameen.